Murphysboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Hip hip hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. Going to have a really great show on. Everybody knows Dan Whittle and
bill collectors.
Yes, and
undertakers.
Yeah, you're keeping a lot of people in business. You really are.
And to be so close to the Murfreesboro Police Department, I'm surprised that he actually would come around.
I'm here on a 2-hour pass, so get off of it.
Oh, okay. If
he ever commits a crime, I mean, how could he hide?
I thought he was talking about jewelry. It was an ankle bracelet, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And we have one of our allies on today. We have Carrie Boylan, who is laughing right now and can't stop.
Yes.
And if you notice, she even laughs with an English accent.
I know it, and she's from Scotland, I hear.
Stop it, Dan. You know I'm not from Scotland. That's where my granddad was from.
Oh, excuse me.
If she was from Scotland, I couldn't understand anything.
Yeah, that's
this is true.
Yeah, I just love to hear her talk. And
you
she's not bad to look at either.
Well, I think you're right. This is the first time you and I have ever agreed on anything.
Yeah, okay.
Yay, the British. Always the peacemaker.
Yes. The British have really done well, thanks to us. Now, we want to let you know that this first part of the show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding, and it's located at 900 Captain Joe Foljam Drive, and that's just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. And I always like to mention Joe Foljam, but he was close to my class age and one of our great heroes during the Vietnam War. And you know metal roofs are not only beautiful, but they are resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and some are less expensive than asphalt shingles. They offer factory direct pricing, so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max roofing and siding. Give them a call today at 494-1693. Bless their hearts here with me. And visit them on the website at www.metalmax.com. Well, Dan, I've already lost control, so take over.
We're here today. We're going to do some grown-up business. We're going to have some fun.
Uh-huh.
But I want to talk about a very special project in this town, Project Help.
Yeah.
My great-grandson, John Beckett Nelson, that was injured with his brain at age 6 months, is now almost 4 years old. Project Help is one of the main reasons my grandson is walking now, talking now, and giving sugar to Pappy Dan. And Pappy Dan is his favorite name to say. Yeah. But Project Help has nailed it for my great-grandson.
We have so many great organizations around here. We're blessed to live in a caring community.
Yeah, we are.
And I think it's probably the most that you can ever run into. And Carrie is always involved in projects that give back to the community. And, I find that kind of a great sign when we have people who are not Rutherford County natives, who are not natives of this country, and then they come in. What is it that drives you to give to the community as you were kind of like a guest, but now you're full-fledged Rutherford Countyan now?
Wow, that's an honor coming from you, Truman, and I feel like I need to curtsy. One moment. And I bobbed.
Oh, great curtsy.
Thank you.
Only the English can curtsy.
It's really the people here. It really is the people. It's all I can say. What inspires me to give back, of course, it goes back to my grandmother, but that's perhaps for another story. But today, as you asked me that question, it truly is the people in Rutherford County. Mm-hmm. They inspire me.
Well, you're on it, but I have to kind of get away from this a little bit because we've got really a special thing going on right now. Butch and Janie Campbell are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
Good grief.
She is a saint.
She is a saint. Bless
she
her
is a
heart.
Saint. I don't know this lady. She is a saint beyond all saints.
Oh, she's one of the sweetest ladies you've ever seen. Just love her to death. And Butch, I mean, they're very special. And when they we are. Talk about people who have given so much to the community and have always done it in such a nice, graceful way, I really want to say happy anniversary, Janie and Butch. And I know that, Butch, you're so excited to have such a sweet lady all these years. So
which
congratulations.
Which is the most popular nickname in the South, Butch or Bubba?
Well, to me, it's Butch. Uh-huh. Because there's probably 300 or 400 of us right here in Rutherford County.
There's two famous Butch Jones in Tennessee right now. Who makes the most money?
The one in Knoxville.
But I've always loved the nickname Butch, and I've always
you don't
loved
say it very well, I'll say that.
Well, I probably put two syllables in Butch.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's Butch.
Okay.
One word, Butch. Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like, you've heard that John Word commercial for natural gas. Uh-huh. He can't say it properly, but the English lady comes in and... Yeah, of course. How do you say natural, Kerry? How do you say that?
Well, there's a lot of natural gas on this program.
Yeah.
Dan, you're a bad, bad man. Let me tell you, bad man. Now, your question again, Truman?
Now, say it natural. Say natural.
Natural.
I can't hear any difference.
I've been here for a long time. There might not be a difference. I don't know.
Say
your now, listeners can decide that.
You're an expert on...
No, I'm not.
...on a lot of things. And one is, you love to work out, which, of course, that falls right in all our lines. We all do.
We all do, yes.
And you've been doing something that I've heard about, but I really don't know what it is.
Well, we had two conversations before that. Uh-huh. Well, we can talk about CrossFit,
okay,
which you do know about a little bit, don't you? Why don't you talk to me about what you think you know about CrossFit?
It's a continuous exercise that's done at a very high level, and you have very little rest time in it. It's a continuous things of different types of exercises.
Well, all I know is for sure that I met a young man who was getting ready to go into our armed forces, and he was getting himself ready to do basic training. So
what they do is you stand in front of something, and they holler at you and cuss at you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
40 minutes a day?
No, it's not. Oh, no, well, it's not that part.
That's what you really need. I mean.
Well, no. These folks obviously don't actually use that kind of language, although I don't know. Anyway, it's very intense. Mm-hmm. And you skip rope for 2 minutes. You'll jump up and down on boxes for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You'll do... oh, my goodness.
Keeps your heart rate flying.
It keeps everything flying. Yeah. And I've done it. And it's
and you're still alive.
And I'm still alive. Yeah. I actually
I
really do enjoy it. Yeah. It's a huge, huge challenge for me because, you know, I think I'm some hot lady in her 30s, which clearly I'm not. Mm-hmm. My body.
You're not?
No, thank you, Truman. But my body is telling me, hey, girl, you need to slow down and do your limitations. It's the one thing I don't mind actually being last. I really don't mind being last. It's just the satisfaction of being able to complete it with everybody else. And it involves running. It involves throwing tires over. It's very, very intense. And I'll give a plug.
Why don't you go over to Bud Mitchell's, Bud's Tire, and get
I could toss a few tires over.
And make some money, too, probably.
You had asked me earlier who inspires me to give back. That's a couple of people that inspire me to give back. They're a local business owner. Mm-hmm. They've been in business for, I think, over 50 years.
Well over 50 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Bell Jeweler. Mm-hmm. They've been in business.
Actually, well over 60 years.
And Bell Jewelers, another one. They've been in business for so long. Not only do they sponsor and advertise with WGNS, which allows you and I to have a lot of fun.
Right.
I have a lot of fun once a week.
Right.
But they inspire me to give back because of what they've done for our community.
In fact,
you know, when I came here, I paid attention to the county, and I've lived in several places in the United States, and this is by far one of our favorite places to live, and that's why, you know, you got to give back.
Didn't Bud Mitchell? Mm-hmm.
But CrossFit will challenge you, Truman.
Don't you think Southern mm-hmm. people, in some respects, are like the English? I really
the south of England.
Besides the language barrier.
Somewhat. It becomes a little blurred. I mean, you know, I've been here half my life. So there's a lot of blurred lines that go on. But I do know that when I watch some of the British shows on our television, I cannot stop laughing, and I do get a little homesick. We have a very strange sense of humor, Dan, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
we have a dark, dark sense of humor and funny sense of humor. And so I miss the humor sometimes.
Are you kind of like the Monty Python? You're right. All the great comedians that come out of England have a warped sense of humor.
Well, I don't know necessarily if I'd call it warped. I would just say they're actually, most of them are pretty well educated, and they just have discovered this quirky side to themselves. Dan, you can speak a little bit on it.
Fellows.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen, it's just typical British for me, is in A Fish Called Wanda.
Okay.
Where Kevin Klein is holding him outside the window and making him apologize.
and
he does it in such a British way. I mean, it just tears you all to pieces. I mean, he was just so formal in his apologizing.
The favorite line in the movie The Patriot by Mel Gibson was he was talking to the English general that helped lose the Revolutionary War. Y'all do remember that war.
Mm-hmm. I don't personally, but I believe it's written down somewhere.
Yeah, but anyway.
A great movie.
The best line was he looked at the general, and the general asking about some captives, mm-hmm. English officers who had been captured in the movie.
Who were actually dummies.
Dummies.
Excuse
and
me?
Anyway, the actor told the English general, said, "Hey, one of them called me a cheeky fella." Yeah, that line has stayed with me all these years.
I'm definitely one of the cheeky ones.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the cheeky ones.
Now,
I
what
would
does
say
cheeky
that.
Actually mean here?
Well, somebody should look it up. But my interpretation of cheeky is it's a sort of a couple of steps back from being rude.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm being a little cheeky. I'm not being rude. I'm just being, you know, a little edgy. Uh-huh. That's my interpretation of the word cheeky.
I've been called cheapy.
Well, cheapy, yes. That could be
and
enough.
Shifty, yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, and I'm
well,
not
you have
crafty.
To be.
Yeah.
I've been told I'm crafty.
And but tell us about this musical instrument named Zombathon. Is that a trumpet, or what is a Zombathon?
See, I really hope some folks are listening to this that are going to be showing up tomorrow. Another one, as we mm-hmm. talked about, Truman, I mm-hmm. like to work out.
Yes.
Not only have I experienced and my body has not enjoyed, but mentally I have enjoyed CrossFit and would recommend it mm-hmm. to anybody. I love to Zumba, and Zumba is a Latin-inspired dance craze that has literally swept this country. And if those of you that are out there that are insomniacs and are flicking through the channels trying to find something vaguely interesting to watch at odd hours, you will see these commercials with people that are dancing to Latin music, doing all kinds of crazy dance moves. It looks like they're crazy dance moves, but actually they were born by, I believe, and I apologize if I've got this wrong, but I believe he is from Colombia, maybe. I know he's from South America. Mm-hmm. His name is Beto, and he started...
Beto.
He started this...
Left the van off.
He started this dance craze with one mission in mind, was to eventually give back. Mm-hmm. So the organization itself, Zumba, is a Latin-inspired dance move. There are thousands and thousands of instructors around mm-hmm. the country that do these lessons, perform these lessons in various dance studios and clubs here in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's reached as far as Murfreesboro. And I believe that one of our jammers that will be at the Zumbathon tomorrow, because we're having a Zumbathon, mm-hmm. Who has met Beto, will be at the Zumbathon tomorrow. So he is a very philanthropic guy. Mm-hmm. He's made millions and millions and millions of dollars with the franchise, but he's also given millions and millions of dollars back. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening tomorrow... the ladies that I know from the classes that I take in Zumba have gathered together and gathered more women together and gotten permission from Zumba, because it is a franchise, to hold the second annual Zumbathon to benefit Project Help. Now, you might think it's easy to put on a Zumbathon, but in order for you to do it properly, you have to get permission from the brand itself, from the organization itself. These women show up and they dance for 2 hours. They give of their time. They bring the women that love to do Zumba with them. These women and men, there are some men, these women and men will pay either $15 in advance, because we have a Facebook page, or they will pay $20 at the door to come in and dance for 2 hours. And they just love, we just love to dance.
A continuous dance. Is this an exercise dance for 2 hours?
For 2 hours. For 2 hours.
How many calories you'd burn?
1,000 calories, Truman.
Wow.
Why do you think I look the way I do? It burns the calories.
I burn that much off in an hour over at the Y.
I burn.
There you go.
I burn that much coming up the steps at the radio station here. Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I'm very enthusiastic about
it. So is it
going
to be competitive, or
no,
can you be competitive?
See, that's what's so great about this.
Where is it?
It's over at Dance Murfreesboro. Do you know Becky Lanham, who inspired everybody, and she put up the website Volunteer Rutherford? She comes on my show once a month now. She donated her dance studio, and that's located on Park Avenue, which is, well, actually, it's not. The actual address is Middle Tennessee Boulevard, but it's off of Park Avenue between Church and Salem on Middle Tennessee. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And the doors open tomorrow at 8:30. But I just want the folks out there to understand that some of you may not want to Zumba, or some of you may not be able to Zumba, but you can make a donation to Project Help for the Zumbathon. And we've had several folks that have randomly just gone online and given us some money. They're not able to make the Zumbathon, but they want to give back to Project Help. Because as Dan said, I mean, you're great. Your Beckett holds a very, very special place in my heart. And you know, when I'm looking at you and I'm telling you that, you know how I feel about him.
Yeah, Beckett has inspired the whole community.
He has.
Beckett, that's my little great-grandson. Yes. Mm-hmm. He has never whined, never cried, never dreaded a physical therapy session. He attacks it with the vigor of a tiger, and it inspires
like his granddaddy.
I wish.
Well, I've never heard you. I
got to say something, you two guys. I was blessed to see Beckett on a daily basis because, as you know, I work for Project Help as their outreach and office coordinator. So I was blessed to see him every day that he was there. And I'll never forget the first time he truly recognized me. He truly recognized who
I
was.
His eyes light up.
His eyes light up, his smile. And then when he said my name. And that's enough. I'm all done. All done. I mean, he was magnificent and still continues to be probably the brightest.
He's in training now for the big walkathon.
Well, what do you think I'm doing? You don't think that Team Project Helping isn't going to be in that special kids race? Are you kidding? Last year I did it in a kilt.
Did you really?
Yes, I did it because I can, and because opossums
stepped
up and donated.
We're allowed to wear kilt.
Of course we are.
Huh.
But we, unlike the men, wear something underneath it.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
Gentlemen, we had this conversation in the corridor. Mm-hmm. I'll let either one of you say it, but you know that a true Scotch does not wear anything under their kilt.
I don't really want to know.
I never knew that. Don't want to know that.
I thought you were a newsman.
But anyway, we are so proud of what y'all do. And
tell me exactly. Can people sign up to dance right now? And should they have had Zumba training before they're over there? Or how are you guys going to do
that? No. How it works, it's pretty simple. A lot of people there can Zumba, all right, and they do Zumba on a regular basis. But there are others that, like our Melissa, for example, she's going, but she hasn't Zumbaed in a year. But she'll remember some of the dance steps because they're pretty basic. It's like Becky said to me, you do salsa moves in the opposite direction. So pretty much what it is some classic ballroom moves. Dan, are you listening?
I am.
Classic ballroom moves and Latin moves.
Is it a good place to meet chicks?
Well, that's pretty much all that's made up of.
Oh, okay.
You should come and cover it for the Post. You're still writing for the Post, aren't you? Yeah. I see your columns all the time.
And the Cannon County Courier.
Well, I don't get the Courier because I live in Rutherford.
Well, you need to bring her a copy of the Courier, yes. But it is a great paper.
We need to route it one here to the.
That's
to the
a great
station.
Idea. You yeah. should have it here yeah, at the radio station because we all like to know what you have to say, Dan.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's get the whole thing.
You need
in
to get it in perspective. Okay.
Well, you're going to have. They're paying $20 to come in, and they're going to take part in the Zoomathon. Which is basically a exercise dance with a number of different moves.
We call it a party because
they don't have to
is...
really have any experience in it whatsoever.
No.
They could just come and enjoy. And is there anything going to be there besides the people and the dance? Are they going to have any type of refreshments or things like
well,
that?
Well, here's the cool thing, Truman. Mm-hmm. Again, you wanted to know why I'm inspired because, you know, to do this kind of thing. Number one, it's being sponsored by our advisory board, which is made up of several community folks here in town, and they help us and guide us with some of our decision making, along with MTSU, and of course we're part
That's
of the
Project
United
Help. Way.
Yes, yes, okay. But I have to give a really big special thanks to Dance Murfreesboro and Cynthia Jones Photography at Studio C for their contributions. We have door prizes that have been donated by Dance Murfreesboro, Bombshells Head Studio and Spa. Mm-hmm. I've got three treatments from them, I think. Opossum's Family Restaurant have given us a gift cards. Olympus Athletic Club, 2-week passes to their gyms. Bar 11, unlimited for 1 month. Mm-hmm. Gold's Gym Hot Yoga, 2 weeks pass to that. Even our own YMCA have given a family pass.
Wow.
Positivity, that's right up the street on the square, that beautiful little tea shop, has given us a basket of recovery tea because it's all... We as a committee came together and said, why don't we make the door prizes relevant to... the folks, so it's all sort of built around fitness and getting pretty afterwards. Thank you, Bombshells. But Cynthia Jones Photography at Studio C has donated what I think should be awarded the cutest door prize of all, which is a dinosaur costume for Halloween. It is hysterical. So there's going to be one lucky parent that will get something for a 4-year-old. We wouldn't be remiss if I didn't say our media sponsors, VIP Magazine and WGNS. I mean, this radio station has done so much to help promote this. It was on the news email this morning, though if your listeners out there get the news email on their computers, we're on there. They can click through and go straight to Facebook if they're so inclined and find out that they can prepay online for $15. Mm-hmm. The Facebook page is facebook.com/projecthelp.
Now, some people can actually give more if they want to.
They can. If they feel inspired, you know, with Dan's closeness to Beckett. And there are other children that have gone there that your listeners know these children. Mm. And I get to see them every day. It's joy rising. It's what I'm called to do for some reason, only known to God, to help these children in some way. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, Dan, and I think you'll say the same thing. The teachers are extraordinary in what they do with these children. And for those that don't know, Project Help is a school that's been around for 30 years, and we teach children not only with delays and disabilities like our dear shining star Beckett, but we also teach children that are developing typically alongside those kiddos. And I seriously believe that Beckett was inspired by his little friends that were developing on a typical or age-appropriate level. Don't you think?
8-year-old child.
And the teachers.
I think these teachers are called, just like preachers and doctors are called to do.
No doubt.
There's an 8-year-old child stopped me at church Sunday and said, I want to pray for Beckett.
Oh.
It brought me to my knees.
No, you done got us all tearing up right now.
Thank you, Dan.
But an eight-year-old child.
An eight-year-old child.
Praying for my great-grandson, Beckett, and his mother says that he does this every day. Mm. Now, if that don't touch your heart, you may need to get a good doctor's checkup.
Yeah.
But these teachers are so called, so dedicated, and I just admire them immensely.
But like I said, I wouldn't be remiss. This wouldn't happen if it weren't for the teachers. Didn't I just say something southern, Dad?
Yeah.
I just caught myself.
Yeah. There may be hope for you. Yeah.
I want you to say the word last again.
Last.
Last. Yes.
Anyway,
I'm
going to try. Can I thank all the Zumba instructors, Truman?
Yeah.
Because there's quite a slew. And for those of you that don't know what SLU means, it means a lot.
Of course.
Well, I didn't know if you knew that.
Yes.
Remember,
that's a southern word.
Oh, see? You see how the lines are now blurred?
Yeah.
Missy Melhorn, who will actually be on my show, The British Voice, that'll be coming up at 10:30 today. Mm-hmm. She's going to come on and talk a little bit about it in a more structured environment. Michelle Palmer, Becca Barnes, Kelly Macaulay-Wilson, Kim Helsman, Valerie Potts, Tonya Smith-Bragg, Andrea Jeffcoat, Deandra Brooks, Rachel McCreary, Travis Perez, so looking forward to seeing you, and Master Jammer Keila Vadelsvo. I am so psyched to see you guys tomorrow, and I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful, Truman.
Yeah.
I mean, all these people. And then
if people go through life being grateful, it'd be a great world.
Wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. Now, you were talking about all of these prizes that are being donated. are these just simply door prizes?
Yeah.
But you don't win anything by your dancing,
no.
do you?
Nope.
It's not graded or anything
nope.
like that.
And if people
you
want
just
to donate,
come over and have fun.
Really, that's what it is. And I think that's what inspires us all to have so much fun. It's such a party because we're doing it to benefit someone, something in the community. Mm-hmm. Project Help is one of a number of Zumbathons that go on. We've just recently done one for a family that are in crisis with cancer and cannot afford to pay their bills. And the medical bills are typically taken care of.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's very difficult to have... Some of these expenses are overwhelming for a family, and they're struggling with cancer. So we do Zumbathons for that. We've done Zumbathons for breast cancer. And we've done Zumbathons for prostate cancer. We've done all kinds of and we just dance for 2 hours.
You know, dancing can be very romantic, too, Truman. In fact, we have a friend whom I can't name
I'll show
on
you
the air that met his wife on the dance floor.
Of
and,
Zumba?
And it wasn't a Zumba thing, but he said he stepped on her hand one night out on the dance floor.
And I know
she just kills him when he brings that up.
What kind of dance was she doing?
I don't
know. And why was her hand
on
the floor?
I don't know. I mean, you just have to get your own mental image of
it. I'm trying to. What year was it? I'm trying to think what dance they would have been doing. I know the dances. My mother taught me a lot of dance moves, which is why I enjoy it so much. So I used to dance. I think you call it the jitterbug over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it the jive over there. Yeah. Waltz, foxtrot. I used to cut.
Well, let's stay a little bit on the English side now.
Oh gosh.
One of the best movies that I have seen, and over at Premiere 6 was Saving Mr. Banks. And it is a great movie. It's about Travers, who wrote the
But that's due to CrossFit.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with this nonsense in just a minute.
GPS Refurbishing, Middle Tennessee's metal refurbishing and coating expert since 1985. GPS Refurbishing can bring new life to your old, worn-out, even damaged metal treasures. Using our proven metal refurbishing processes, including powder coating, this process bakes on vivid, durable colors and is much better than wet spray paints. Bring antiques, outdoor and pool furniture, wheels, tools, farm equipment, toys, metal shelving, trailers, aluminum boats, and more back to life. GPS Refurbishing, 895-0816. GPS Refurbishing, 810 Old Salem Highway, just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
How many avenues have you taken, but still keep coming back to the road, asking yourself, how do I find my purpose in life? Have you ever set goals for yourself and lacked that extra oomph to see them through? If not, it's time to start. If so, what has kept you from achieving them? I'm Jean Jenkins, and I'm a certified Christian life coach. I can help you find your passion and purpose, help you attain them, and hold you accountable. Maybe you lack the self-esteem to do any of the above. I have the desire to help you see your worth, passions, and goals in life. Through life coaching, you can build a greater self-esteem so you can approach life with a determination to pursue your goals with inspiration and a burning desire to achieve them. You'll expand your possibilities through accountability. In the end, you'll be inspired, motivated, and willing to step out of that box that's constrained you so you can reach your goals with a greater love for yourself. For more info, go to findingyou.com. That's findingewe.com. You can't take care of other things until you take care of yourself. Start off the year by investing in you.
Trying to put vets back to work. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. The Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce has launched a new program to connect job seekers exiting the military and employers trying to fill many of the high-skilled jobs available across the country. The Warrior Workforce Initiative seeks to recruit from the large pool of servicemen and women who will be exiting the military in the next 12 to 18 months. The program will build awareness for both military job seekers and hiring employers about the advantage of connecting the two. In September of 2012, a 52-year-old man visiting Murfreesboro for a wedding was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting. Family and friends say what was supposed to be a time of celebration turned quickly to a time of sorrow. To date, the shooter has yet to be brought to justice. Mickey Simmons, standing on that corner lot near a home on East Chestnut Street, when an unknown assailant drove by and opened fire. Family member Bobby Lynch, who was in New York, tells us what occurred to his cousin in 2012.
The person was driving by and it opened fire on him, and he tried to save a child. So he grabbed the child and hit the ground. And when he grabbed the child and hit the ground, they said the bullet hit him in the back of the neck and it killed him.
If you have any information that could lead to an arrest, you're encouraged to contact the Murfreesboro Police Department. You can also call Crime Stoppers and remain totally anonymous. You'll also be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000. You'll find the number for Crime Stoppers on our website, WGNSradio.com. Two people found shot dead Thursday night at an apartment complex in Smyrna. Officials with the Smyrna PD say the victims were found at the Village Lake Apartments on Village Lake Drive. The identities were not immediately released. Investigators say a child was found inside the residence but was unharmed. Neighbors told police three children and four adults lived in that apartment. This is WGNS News.
Brought to you by
Kestner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad, across from the Chevy dealer.
You don't have to live in pain from carpal tunnel, sinus problems, migraines, or pinched nerves. Give me a call at 895-1253 to schedule a free consultation.
That update brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in five working portable electronics and get $25 credit towards a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through February 28th in stores. Details at RadioShack.com, void where prohibited.
When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help you devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs.
Hi, I'm Laura Kendrick. I'm the finance manager here. One of the most rewarding things about my job is I get to be in contact with the home care aides that we have. They have a real heart for our clients.
Everybody needs a little help now and then, and At Home Care is here to help.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Tuning. I'm the HR manager at Home Care. We at Home Care want to hire the best health care aides for those who really want to stay in their homes. We want people who care and go over, above, and beyond. We do background checks to make sure that we do have the best. We stress that it's a heart that matters and that the people depend on them for their needs. Some of our clients have no one else and may be their only contact for the day.
Find out more at homecaretn.com or by calling 713-4639.
WeatherEye. Few spotty snow showers here for this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures slowly falling. And we'll winds out of the west around 10 to 15 with winds gusting as high as 25. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 30.
Our WGNS good neighbor of the day today, Marilyn Phillips Carter. She works at a local medical business in town and does a great job comforting others in need. Today, we're sending her flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. Our WGNS birthday cake winner is Casey Hatfield, receiving the birthday cake today from Junior's Foodland.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back. And, of course, we've got Dan Whittle and Carrie Boylan on today. And we want to let you know that part of this show is brought to you by Premier Sixth Movie Theater, and that's at Jackson Heights, right on Broad Street. And I have seen most of the movies. Just want to let you know what's showing right now. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, PG-13, that's a new movie. The Nut Job, PG, I have no idea, but it sounded like a good movie. It sounded like maybe a relative. Lone Survivor, I have not seen it, but I'm going to. I hear that's a great movie. It's about the Navy SEALs. Saving Mr. Banks, terrific movie, PG-13. Everybody needs to see that movie, Saving Mr. Banks. Paranormal Activity, The Mark Ones, rated R. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, PG. I did like that movie. I enjoyed it. A Medea Christmas, PG-13, hilarious. And Frozen, PG, a great movie for the kids. You can go check goseeamovie.com or call 896-4100 for their movie hotline. That's 896-4100 for the movie hotline for times and ticket prices. That's goseeamovie.com or call 896-4100. Don't forget, Monday through Wednesday, get popcorn for only $1.75 pop fresh daily, and it's always great. I'll see you at the Premier 6 Movie Theater on Broad in Jackson Heights. And, of course, that's right down from Toots.
It's amazing how you can memorize all of that. Have you ever flown with the Blue Angels, Truman?
I would have liked to have flown with the Blue Angels, but I just don't think that they could have a barf bag big enough for me.
Can we say that on the air?
Yes.
Barf?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
anyway, I have flown with the Blue Angels.
Did he say barf?
He did.
On the air?
On the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's probably not
that's
the worst thing.
That's the FCC checking on us.
I doubt it.
Now, you have been bragging for a long time that you have flown with the Blue Angels. Did you actually fly in one of their jets?
No.
Okay, so what type of aircraft did you use?
I was on the big C-130 with the Blue Angels.
Wow!
I did get in the right chair though, and
that's a huge aircraft.
Well, I used to jump out of them when I was in the service. And the thing about the C-130, it's the most uncomfortable plane I have ever been in.
And we even did the G-forces in the C-130 and everything, but I did get, technically I flew with the Blue Angels.
Now,
I don't think I could get in the big
air. How many pilots were you with at that time?
I think there were 5 pilots on the plane the day I was on there.
They're an extraordinary bunch.
They are.
And as we all know, Admiral Jimmy Taylor is the reason that we get them here.
And he was their former commander.
Yes.
And he's in Smyrna Rotary with me. Pat, my wife Pat, flew with the Blue Angels. But anyway.
Did she fly in a jet?
Yeah.
All right.
She has.
I knew she could do it.
Yeah. She's a lot tougher and braver than I am.
Yeah.
And prettier.
Now, when are they coming? It's not...
June 14 and 15 to the Great Tennessee Air Show.
It's one of the biggest events we have right here in Rutherford County.
It's the biggest air show in the Southeast and one of the top 3 biggest in the U.S. And it has grown to be a spectacular event. That air show brings in 35,000 to 40,000 people.
Wow.
In the 2-day period that it's held. And we're so very fortunate. In fact, Jimmy Taylor helps us recruit the Blue Angels. Here at this air show so often. They were here in 08. Mm-hmm. They were here in 2012. It's quite a historical event. I made the picture this week of the one of the Blue Angels, Angel Flight 7 plane came in for a test run.
Are they doing the testing and training now? Or,
yeah.
I tell you what, it'd be worth it just to get close to Smyrna to watch them. It's just unbelievable.
It is, and they pass right over my backyard. And, of course, I had my camera with me the other day when they were at Smyrna Airport and testing out my new Nikon D3200, and I took a picture that was blessedly reproduced on the front page of yesterday's Murfreesboro Post.
You know, Jimmy Taylor, I shouldn't say Jimmy Taylor, Admiral Jimmy Taylor, is one of the more unique fellas I have ever met, because he
that whole family is
he is so laid back, with the things that we all consider extraordinary things. It's just matter of fact to him.
I brought up one day, I said, I'd like to interview such and such astronaut. Oh, I know him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we golfed together out in Arizona, and I flew with him. And so you can go on and on and on. He knows White House connections. He's quite a man. He's never been able to explain the rear part of Admiral, though, adequately.
Thank you for bringing that up. Every one of us probably has seen the movie Top Gun.
Oh, yes.
Tom Cruise. He was the man that gave the information in the movie. He was the one that was
he really?
Oh, yes.
My classmate back in high school that's going to preparing to fly me around on a book tour in Missouri in his jet plane was a Top Gun Navy fighter pilot, Gary Lewis.
You know, the great Monty Hale just went by.
I know. I just blew him a kiss.
He's a legend in his own time.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
He just blew me a kiss.
And my boss. Yeah. Yeah. But we're going to fly around. But Gary Lewis, I've got to get him and Admiral Taylor together because he was on one of the pilots under Admiral Taylor's command.
And?
I'm just still reeling from the fact that there's a man in my backyard that actually advised the director of Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sort of trying to process that. That's really neat.
He is one
That's
of the top
neat.
Experts in aviation. He's unbelievable. And listen to him. He's been on my show a number of times, and I just love to have him on because I get so enwrapped in what was going on when they were in wartime in Vietnam, flying on the flat tops and things like that. It's the most extraordinary thing that I can think of that people can do is be in a jet trying to land on a postage stamp.
I know.
With it moving up and down and sideways and everything.
Is it a bad thing for me to say that? Which movie do you think represents that sort of thing, Truman? I would say Platoon, but I might be a little bit out of order when I watch those jets, how they land those jets. It's the movie, obviously, but I just don't know.
Well, there's
but
that's
how
them.
That's how I envision it. You
one
know?
Of my favorite movies in that particular era
Thank
is
you.
We Were Soldiers.
Right, okay.
I think We Were
that
Soldiers.
We Were Soldiers. Okay.
Has, I think it's,
I'll take
it's
it back.
Realistic or more realistic than just about anything I've seen in that particular era.
Because I have to say Top Gun is the most realistic thing I've ever seen in that era.
Oh, you just called Tom Cruise was in it. Yeah.
Well, he didn't help. He was kind of easy
loves,
on,
you know,
easy on the eyes. He was easy on the eyes. But the flight sequences, come on, guys.
Another assignment I've got.
Yeah, thank you, Truman.
It comes up Thursday, and John Blankenship is sharing this assignment with me. I get to interview Hank Williams III.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And the Sam, the blues man, they're going to be taping the Marty Stewart Show Thursday in Nashville for a future. But we were originally scheduled to interview and photograph Jerry Lee Lewis, but he had to cancel out due to health reasons. But I am so looking forward. Hank III looks like his granddad, sings like his granddad, can wear his granddad's skinny suits.
Oh, my
God. Wow.
Yeah. That,
so
that
he probably doesn't weigh over 130 pounds.
He doesn't.
When is this, Dan?
Thursday.
Yeah. It's just coming
John
Thursday.
Blankenship's going to go with me. And anyway,
well, you've got, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best entertainers around, and John
you
Blankenship
do.
Going over.
He's one of the most gifted men I know. He's writing a play that I am very fascinated with about the life of Marty Robbins. I think it's going to be performed eventually at the Arts Center in Cannon County.
He has some great stories about Marty Robbins.
And I knew Marizona. I know Marizona Robbins, who Marty's widow. Mm-hmm. And she shared with me one time for a newspaper interview that she met Marty while she was a drugstore attendant out in Arizona, which, by the way, Marizona Robbins was named after the state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that's where she met Marty, and he pulled up on a motorcycle the first time she laid eyes on him. She turned around to her associate soda jerk there at the drugstore, little drugstore where she's working, saw that man pull up on the motorcycle outside, and she turned around and said, "There's my husband."
Wow.
and they married.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that, yeah, that's a sweet
a nice story.
Is that what Pat said when she saw you the first time?
I underwhelmed Pat the first time I met her, I think. But I know my limitations. We met at Sam Davis' home. I interviewed Pat the first time I met
really?
Her. Oh, really? Yeah. And
how did it go?
It went well, obviously. But Pat's one of those, she's well-read. Pat is an avid reader. Anything, she just reads all the time, and I love that about her. She's very knowledgeable, can talk on any subject, and she's helping me immensely on my current book project.
You know, you're like a magnet. You draw people in, very interesting people. I don't know what it is about you, but you have developed relationships over the years in this particular area, of course, and you have been able to utilize that to gain more strength in what you do. And that's what a lot of people kind of, I think they forget, is you have to get to know, you have to develop relationships to be able to relate to the people that you work with and then give that information back to the public. And I think that's fascinating. You really do a good job with that.
I want to remember the Grand Ole Opry photographer, Les Leverett, and he asked for prayer last night, he and his daughter. Les just got out of, he's retired now from the Grand Ole Opry, mm-hmm. who worked with the Opry for 40 years, photographed every major known person in country music history. But Les is having health issues of his own, and his wife is under serious medical care right now, and they asked for prayer. And I got a call, Les, as soon as we get off the air today and get an update on their family situation. But it is people like that that makes the country music industry go.
Yeah.
And it's people like that, that like John Blankenship. He's one of the most major talented, multi-gifted individuals.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people like him, because he hasn't sought that, but why those type of people don't become major stars in their own right. He's our treasure here locally. Mm-hmm. I wish John Blankenship could be known worldwide. He's that gifted with his talents.
It's amazing that these people have that talent and people enjoy them so much, but most of them are very humble people.
You're truly gifted people are humble people. You're truly smart people are humble people. And by the way, that's Bible.
I said humble.
And Truman, have this debate. How does the English say humble?
Humble.
Bingo.
Excuse me. Anyway, now I have one
Did
more
say
interesting
anything
assignment. Next week, I am the keynote speaker. That's in Big Cheese Country.
Yeah.
I'm the keynote speaker honoring Dr. Sidney McPhee and
wow.
Ms. at the Murfreesboro City Schools Foundation annual fundraising banquet.
Wow.
And they asked country boy Dan Whittle to be the keynote speaker. Can you imagine that?
I cannot imagine.
Who's writing your speech for you?
Pat.
What
I'm
time
honest.
Is it?
Does
what
he
time?
Know?
6 o'clock.
Does he know? Dr. McPhee?
I don't know whether he knows or not, but I'm going to give him an honorary doctor's degree from the Little Canalu School of Advanced Thinking and Higher Ciphering, where I matriculated.
You say a doctor's degree?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's where he learned to say humble.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with Dan and Carrie.
I'm Randy Boland, Murfreesboro Outdoors, on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane. The gun hunting season is open. We stock rifles and shotguns and all the ammo you need for deer hunting. People come to my store from all over Middle Tennessee. Me and my staff treat people the way we would like to be treated when shopping for fishing, hunting, or shooting supplies. I stock fishing lures that are made right here in Middle Tennessee that's just right for our area. Murfreesboro Outdoors. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Get your free Good Hands coverage checkup. Call me, John Thomas, in Smyrna at the Thomas Insurance Group, 615-334-5510. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The following is a public service announcement for anyone celebrating Valentine's Day this year. This is what Valentine's Day sounds like without the gift of an instant game from the Tennessee Lottery. This is what it sounds like with the gift of Valentine's Day Jumbo Bucks from the Tennessee Lottery.
Get lucky. Play the new Valentine's Day Jumbo Bucks instant game and win up to $75,000. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
You know what would be really nice? About $1 million.
Get an instant game.
What are you talking about?
Instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, like Tennessee Millions.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Of course it is. You could be an instant millionaire.
Instant millionaire?
On the spot.
Instant millionaire. Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Hey, even if you only won 1,000, instant thousandaire.
Oh, I like the instant millionaire thing better.
We're celebrating our 10th year with a $1 million game. Play Tennessee Millions and be the next instant millionaire. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Catch up on MTCS Sports Saturday mornings at 11.
It's Cougar Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway.
Here on WGNS.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with us. Dan and Carrie, and we want to let you know that part of their show is brought to you by Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat. And it's 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50. There is a way to restore your hearing, and you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today. Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost two decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265, 848-9265. Well, guys, we've been all over the place today. I think we've covered about everything.
Well, we've been to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Been to England.
Mm-hmm. She's still
been
here.
Been to Missouri. Mm-hmm. Been to the Grand Ole Opry. Yep. That's a well-rounded show.
We actually went to Missouri today?
Aboard the Blue Angels, yeah.
Oh, it's wow.
Zipped right up there and right back.
How's the book coming?
The book is doing great. I am so pleasantly surprised. It is
selling
well.
It is taking off, isn't it?
Yeah. It's taking a big museum in Missouri called me yesterday and wants me to come up in February for a big book signing. They're going to promote it, and I'm excited. And the people here locally are so supportive I'm just a very blessed man.
I hear a young lady gave you $50 for your book the other day.
She did, and I've got the return part of that. I thought it was a $20 bill. The book cost cost $21.98. That includes Tennessee sales tax, by the way, keeping me legal. But anyway, it can be picked up at City Cafe. Mm-hmm. And at the Murfreesboro Post and the Kenny Courier newspapers.
Wow.
We need to get your book somewhere else as well, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So you did not expect this type of reaction, did you?
Because I didn't think this book would sell.
You're having to work a lot harder simply because the book is in demand right now.
Pat and I are working every day trying to keep up with book orders and very thankful to do so. It's taken on legs of its own. It's being judged in Missouri as a history book, and
wow.
It wasn't written for that
wow.
because this is first person type interviews that went through the swamp life that we grew up in, and I'm just thrilled to death that it's selling well.
Well, since it's considered of historical value in Missouri, and Greg Tucker and all the people that write books here, they give the money back to the Historical Association. So are you going to take that way of...
You must be a Baptist, and you've done your own to meddling. Now, I consider Greg Tucker a real writer.
He is.
And a real historian.
He's extremely so.
I'm just blessed to be called a book author.
Now, you're going off in another direction now. You're writing a book about country music.
This book comes out in March, mm-hmm. and I'm really looking forward to this. This is about the people who are non-stars, the stage hands, mm-hmm. the light operators at the Grand Ole Opry, Les Leverett, the photographer at the Grand Ole Opry, the people that make the industry go, the songwriters, the siblings of major stars, family members.
Is Marty Stewart a conduit for you?
He absolutely is. He and Jennifer and John and Mama Hilda. Yeah, they was one that gave me the idea for this book, because this type of history of country music has never been done. This is recognizing the people behind the curtains. Mm-hmm. I think this book will be important. I think it will sell.
Are you getting a lot of information from the stars themselves who
Absolutely.
Are related back?
You know,
have
that's
you talked
interesting.
To Jimmy C. Newman yet?
Yes. In fact, he's in the first book coming out in March. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is the stars realize that this type of history has never given credit to the people behind the scenes, behind their careers, mm-hmm. and so they're lining up and wanting to help promote the book, and
that's
just
pretty neat.
That's great.
This story, it's an important story that's never been told.
You know, a lot of people, we consider country music stars on a high level. We always have, because we grew up with them, listening to them, and they have been our entertainment and enjoyment for as long as I can remember. But like I said earlier, they're so humble, they don't even think about it. They just enjoy entertaining. They don't think about mm-hmm. all the other accolades and things like that.
Well,
people enjoy their music, and that makes them happy.
Marty's wife, the great Connie Smith, is so humble mm-hmm. that...
finally got it right.
And that they truly are humble people and truly gifted people. But your really smart people are humble people, because they know that it's just a gift given to them by the good Lord. And Marty and Connie... They explain that publicly, that they know their gifts come from the good Lord.
Well, you got anything else to say, Carrie? I mean, here we're kind of down at the very end. In fact, we are.
Okay.
Thank you for making us look good today, Carrie, baby.
You're so welcome. Seriously, Truman, thank you for having me on. It's a true honor to be on your show. I know that you have a lot of people out there that are listening. So if they want to learn more about Project Help, please go to mtsu.edu/projecthelp. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. And thank you for making it enjoyable for people to actually take part in something that's given back to the community.
Right.
And I think that's going to be a really great occasion. And tell me again where and when.
It's tomorrow. Doors open at 8:30 at Dance Murfreesboro. And the show starts and the party starts at 9 o'clock, goes through to 11. Lots
oh, wow.
of door prizes, free sports bottles, refreshments. Come on and join the party.
9 to 11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
In the morning. Oh, yes, definitely in the morning.
Well, everybody go now.
Everybody go.
Don't forget it, because it goes to a really, really great. I don't know really how to relate exactly what it is, but it's a benefit to the community as far as the kids. And
well, it goes, 100% of the proceeds go to Project Help, which is a school that's been in existence on our MTSU campus for 30 years.
That's great.
And we do help children prepare for preschool from the age of 12 months up mm-hmm. until the age of about 5. Mm-hmm. And we teach them that are developing typically alongside children that have delays or disabilities. It's a fabulous, fabulous educational program.
Thanks, Carrie. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For all you do.
Thank
and
you.
We'll see you guys Monday morning at 9 o'clock.